I can't hear the Don and Mike show.
Well, no, that's real. That's very nice of you to say.
Yeah. Well, you have to compliment the blind guy's been the best call on this entire thing.
No, absolutely. Blindy, you've been fantastic.
Hey, listen, I have to ask you something.
Yes, sir.
Please.
What?
I have tried and tried and tried to get through. Please. I love the store. I love Tower Records. Please give me a Tower Records gift card, for God's sakes.
He's begging for a $20 gift card.
A blind guy?
Yes. I love CDs. Every time I go to Tower, I find something that I don't know that's out there.
He likes to see Don's beginning to chuckle in that way that he does when he's going to do something nakedly cruel.
Not really, Mike. Would you just say for the record?
What's that?
Say for the record, what's your affliction?
My affliction? I'm blind.
And how long have you been blind?
I've been blind for almost 50 years.
Would you like a couple of CDs?
A couple of CDs? Yes.
Yes. Beg me. Beg me.
Please, give this blind bastard a Tower gift card.
You have to do what you do on stage for him.
Whenever we have a blind person at one of our live shows, I do a little, this is a little special thing. Just
a little special dance. The point of the butt dance.
Okay, just beg me a little more and just say you're blind.
I'm blind. I need a Tower gift card. Please, Don and Mike, please. I love O'Meara's, by the way.
If you could.
I love O'Meara's. Wow, you gave me a plug.
But I love it.
I'll drive the CDs to your house.
If you could, would you be standing in front of us selling pencils right now?
If you want me to.
All right, sure. Come on. What the hell, blind guy? Congratulations. Enjoy your Tower Records $20 gift card from Tower.com. Entertain yourself.
I'll do that. And keep up the good work, boys.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Hold on a second. Hold on.
Wait till he takes that car to the Tower and finds out it's a Wendy's coupon.
And his last name was Jelly.
That's right.
That's right.
I forgot what his first name was.
So do I.
Louis Jelly.
Mr. Jelly.
Louis Jelly.
Mr. Jelly. And you know, I'm surprised Glenn hasn't checked in.
But it's the second guy that we liked that was blind that's Southern.
Blind Glenn. Yeah, I mean, babies. Blind Glenn from Las Vegas.
That's right.
Yeah. That's right.
God damn it. What is wrong with this phone? There we go. We just get real fast to Bridget Jones.
Hello?
Send him an empty envelope. Or send him an envelope that has a card inside that says, the joke's on you, Blindy.
Better. Send him an envelope with a plastic card that says, this is a sticker.
That's the
winner.
That's the winner. Okay, bye, Bridge. Beth Ann? Oh,
she didn't seem to enjoy that, Rob.
There she goes, Rob. That's the greatest.
Oh, fun with affliction.
That's the greatest.
Freeze!
Ben Affliction. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
In the name of Jesus, we create the eardrums. Yay! Amen. Say it, amen. Amen.
I hear you, but I can't understand.
You don't know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Well, say it.
You asked me if I knew what you said.
Well, that's what I said. You ready to be healed?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hold on, there's more. Wait a minute.
Foul, deaf spirits come.
Incredibly, they have passed. Don and Mike.
Sorry, there was more there. More than just foul deaf spirits. Hold on.
Foul deaf spirits come.
Ouch.
And remember, Ernest Ainsley didn't do it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, EA.
Yeah.
Okay, here's where we are in the show.
All right.
Tremendously behind.
Oh, dear.
Tremendously behind.
Mm-hmm. That happens occasionally.
Let's see. Buzz is standing by with news and comments.
Yes, I am.
We've also got the grab bag.
Mm-hmm.
Here's some of the topics we have for today's grab bag.
All right.
Robert the Mailman in Tokyo, where it is already tomorrow. Where it's already Thursday or Wednesday, whatever tomorrow
is. He's made his way to Tokyo?
Yeah. Although somebody tells me that's not going to be a one-minute phone call with Robert Mailman.
No way.
Although pleased to be checking out his teeth on DonnaMikeWebsite.com. And Bridget Jones tells me that she thinks we've got a dentist now willing to take care of Robert's teeth.
Good. Wonderful.
Is it a Haitian dentist?
Also in our grab bag today, we've got And we still got the 80-year-old woman who rescued her 67-year-old neighbor from an apartment fire. We've got the people from the Girl Scouts mad because they're suing people that didn't pay for cookies.
Right.
We've got a guy who auctioned off a slice of toast with his drawing of the runaway bride on eBay.
Wow.
The winning bid was $15,000, and now that person has refused to pay.
Ooh, that's bad when you do that. But you take that chance on the eBay, you deserve it.
Then we still got the Cub Scout that sold 10 tons of popcorn. The people who named their kid Jake 2.0. Scott Sable's aunt. And, of course, that nerd, Jeff Tweeden, who's still waiting in line for the Star Wars movie. All of those things, plus Robert Mailman.
Yes. Here's what I think.
And Buzz looking at me with puppy dog eyes like, are we going to do any news today?
Here's what I think.
What?
You need to do something quick here, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, we can just go to Buzz.
We could go to Buzz.
We can do that.
I was saying if you wanted to do something quick, you'd call Jeff Tweed and say, hey, you still on live for the Star Wars movie? He says yes, and we say goodbye. Because really, well, that's the only one where you just check in. We have nothing to say to that guy anymore. The guy's an asshat.
Hold on, Mike. You're throwing that around way too much.
I love it. It applies a lot.
I'm not trying Jeff Tweeden. We'll just try a quick hello to Robert.
That's a good idea. Robert
Jeff,
is my favorite.
Jeff Tweeden, I would really like to chat with the cat, although I agree with you.
Okay. Do you speak English?
Hello. You're on the radio. Hold on, please. Hold on.
Rob's going to handle this. Our United Nations ambassador.
Okay, would you read that one? While you're doing that, we'll get into the Buzz News show.
Very
now.
Good. Let Rob handle this because he's good with people from other lands.
All of this grab bag stuff we'll get to. You know, we're going to do something else with the dialing for transvestites. We didn't get to that today.
Oh, my God.
For goodness sakes. You know why?
Mine.
Too many blindies today.
Yeah, the blindies. We had to cater to them.
Too many blindies.
It's ringing. Hold on.
The show kind of lost its way.
When she's... Okay, I get blind jokes.
Thank
blind.
You.
Oh, you know, that reminds me. I saw the commercial for that ABC show with the blind guy.
Oh, the blind cop. I mean, the cop,
blind
yeah.
Cop, right.
Which looks like a dumb premise to me.
It does.
I didn't even dig Daredevil, even though it was relatively true to the comic. The ad that I saw for that show looked exactly like what I would do, though.
Right.
If I was dealing with a blind guy who's going to be a hard time, they drive him out like to the middle of an industrial field,
right?
And he's just kicking out of the car.
Sure.
And the promo.
Rob just said it's the Orient.
The promo they're running on ABC is just the blind guy running around going, I can't see! I don't know where I am!
Uh-huh. He couldn't be a cop. He couldn't qualify for the firearm.
Right. Blind justice.
In one episode,
he spoke to the Orient.
Carried a gun.
Yeah.
What time is it in Japan?
It's tomorrow.
8 a.m.?
Yeah.
Time machine.
They're transferring me to the lasagna suite.
We'll just say hello to him. And then we'll talk to him tomorrow.
Hey, Robert.
Oh, good, you got it.
Hey, Rob, what's the Don and Mike show? Do you have about 20 minutes to Don and Mike?
20 minutes? 20
seconds.
No, he's being cruel to Robert.
He's being cruel.
You're a cruel man, Rob.
Hey, Robert.
What's up, Don and Mike?
Hey, what's happening in
hey,
Tokyo?
Hey, how are you?
Oh, man, I'm having the time of my life over here.
Good.
Have you got any?
How are the poor people in America doing?
Have you had sex with any hot Japanese chicks?
All you want to know, man.
Yes.
Not yet.
Ah.
And besides, I got people to answer to back in America, so ixnay on the sex grade.
Okay, we got to run.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, buddy. Later. Hello?
Oh.
God.
It's the small things in life.
And I'd say there's a 2-to-1 shot. We might have woken him up.
Yeah. You know how you can tell? It was the dark room with the phone searching.
Yeah.
We definitely woke him up.
As soon as you got this thing, though. That's where you know it's like early tomorrow.
No sex? Okay. Got to run. Bye, then.
Buzz?
Checking in. Yes.
Let's just dive into the news here.
All right.
Your lead story today is what?
Well, my headline, out west, the sheriff's boys have a big shootout, big gunplay in old L.A. Monday morning in Los Angeles arrived, not with a whimper, but with a bang. 120 bangs, to be exact.
You know, I saw this on the news. They're replaying it constantly now. And again, the thing that caught me about this story, struck me about the story, is that you see the cops going after this guy who I guess is not armed. That's part of your story.
Right, right.
But they shoot like, is it 120
rounds? 120
rounds. And you expect it to be like on Starsky and Hutch. Where
the
guy's
like bouncing up in the air.
No, where you hear pow, boom, pow. What, when it's really cops firing 120 rounds.
Right.
It sounded like Jiffy Pop Pop.
Oh, it's like firecrackers.
A snapping.
Yeah,
sound,
right. Yeah.
More than anything else.
Although it was not, it was like. Mm-hmm. And then they show the guy's car just limping into the cop car. The guy's already like huddled over and he's been shot four times.
Right.
And they shot 120 rounds?
That's how many rounds of ammunition L.A. County Sheriff's deputies fired into neighborhoods, unarmed citizens, and each other while pursuing a suspect.
Oh, yeah, I saw one of the cops.
They shot bystanders? One, yes.
Wow.
Yes.
And one of the cops that accidentally got shot, I think, didn't the bullet go through his vest? He had
those are supposed to slow down bullets. They don't always stop them.
Right.
Especially at close range. Five homes in Compton were riddled with bullet holes as the people inside ducked to escape the rounds that came through their windows. Internal Affairs is trying to decide if it was a case of contagious fire. Deputies firing because they thought shots fired by their colleagues were coming from the suspect.
Don, baby, how's it going?
A witness says the deputies fired the first shots in a chase that sometimes topped 35 miles an hour.
Wow.
The suspect who led the chase is Winston Hayes, who'd been driving around in his white Chevy Tahoe on Mother's Day playing his stereo. Winston's described as a hard-working man who was well-known in the neighborhood where he grew up.
His brother Isaac.
The deputies were responding to a call about gunfire and were told to look for a white SUV. His neighbors believe he was just showing off and, always a bad idea, teasing the police.
Oh.
So he's a goner. No, he's fine.
Oh, he's alive.
Yeah.
They shot him four times. He lives, though.
He was apprehended, but he's going to be okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, God, those crazy LA cops.
And that cops reminds me, last night, my wife was still down in South Carolina. She's back now, but she was down there, you know, moved my kid into college. And she was watching CSI. I was watching CSI. Mm-hmm. I'm sleeping. It's like 5 till 11. Phone rings. And she, hi, are you watching CSI? I said, yeah, I guess I'm almost asleep. Why? And my wife never says stuff like this to me. She said, look at David Caruso's upper lip. Mm. And now I'm, you know, I've just fallen asleep and the TV's still on, so I do that.
Was it a Katie Holmes upper lip?
No, because here's what my wife said, and she was right when I actually had to rub the sleep out of my eyes. Look, she said, it looks like his upper lip looks like an ass. David Caruso's upper lip looks like a man's buttock.
It's rounded.
After I reached out to her, I don't know why she thinks my upper lip looks like